This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast brought to you by AvsFam. AvsFam.com. Super awesome hockey shirts for super awesome hockey people. Go check them out right now. www.avsfam.com. Today, we're going to talk about a lot of things, but we're not going to talk about any hockey game in particular. Nope, we're going to get some things off our chest. Some things that are silly, some things that are profound, and some things that are just things. But before we do...
Shout out to the AVS fam. Colorado hockey's coming in, man. Let me teach you how to dutchie. On the ice, the dutchie touch. Hashtag volley volley. The crazy saves this so gnarly. The Condor and Landy. Team Butte is sweeter than candy. Colorado hockey's coming in. Colorado hockey for the win. Tune into the podcast, we're live. Colorado hockey has arrived. ColoradoHockey.com.
Now, I'm not a man of proper grammar, so this opinion is perhaps uneducated, but you'll get it anyways. The Avalanche is in Winnipeg for a matinee matchup with the Jets. Sounds stupid. It sounds like the LOL Cats Icon Has Cheeseburger or any other stupid meme. Again, the Avalanche is in Winnipeg for a matinee matchup with the Jets. Funny, yes, but only because it's truly stupid. I mean, the Avs are a team of individuals, which is a group of players, which is not a thing, not an is. Is, are? It's not really even a question. Let's write like we talk. So if the Avalanche are in Winnipeg for a matinee matchup with the Jets is considered bad grammar, I don't want to be right. And I know I'm not the only one. Even Adrian Dater states in his book, 100 Things That Every Avalanche Fan Should Know and Do Before They Die, that he hates it too. That must make it official, right? As is tradition, every time you hear this sound, it means we're moving on to a new thought. As captain of anything, you look to in times of hardship. Be it a sinking ship, a battle zone, or a hockey team. To be captain means that you have to answer the call of the media when the last thing in the world that you want to do is answer another question about why your team isn't winning and what you can do about it. If a captain of a team were to lose his mind and say things like, I don't fucking know why it's not working, or even more honestly say, it's not working because of this jackass or that jackass or this coach or that coach, he'd be letting the team down, the owners, the fans, and even himself. Because the role of a captain beyond the locker room leadership and leading by example on the ice is to stand in front of the media scrum and take his beating so that the team doesn't have to. In the best of times, the captain will have to say nothing, and he can gain bonus points with his teammates by deferring the success of the team to the other players, by downplaying individual highlights so that the others might shine just a little bit brighter in the all-too-temporary spotlight of sports. Being captain is a prominent position that requires sacrifices, large and small. It means being the person who says, we need to be better, in different ways every time the media asks. On the ice, it means that you're the guy who's allowed to talk to the referee, another thankless yet low percentage job. You could even argue that being a captain isn't all that it's cracked up to be, and it's not like people choose this, they're assigned this, they're given this, and you can't say no. But when all the stars finally align, and you find yourself standing next to Gary Bettman as the boos rain down upon him, when you finally achieve your childhood dream of being a Stanley Cup winning champion, it's the crowning moment of a leader who survived long enough to thrive. In The War of Art, Sun Tzu says, a leader is best when people barely know he exists, not so good when people obey and acclaim him, and worse when they despise him. But of a good leader, when his work is done, his aim is fulfilled, his people will say, we did it ourselves. That's being a leader, and that's being a captain. So for those of you who don't think that Landy should be wearing the C, try to imagine any other player up there answering that same question 101,000 times. Have you ever seen an NFL head coach holding a large, laminated, color-coded play sheet? No doubt from a playbook that's even larger than the play sheet. That's a collection of answers to various problems and questions that are thrown at them and presented to them. Now imagine a hockey coach. They don't have a sheet, not even a few plays written on the back of their hand. They don't seem to have any audibles or things that they can switch to on the fly. But what if they did? Could it happen in a game? Could it happen in a game that goes this fast? Yes, of course you could. And we're absolutely setting you up so that we can make our point on what we think needs to change about the Avalanche power play and breakout play. Here's how it goes. The Avs get the puck behind their own net, and for whatever reason, whoever has the puck ensures that Barry gets it next. He then skates up the ice full of intent and forward momentum. Then he crosses the red line, where he promptly drops it back to Nathan MacKinnon, who has circled deep into the zone to catch the pass with speed and to use that speed and his moves to enter the offensive zone on the power play. Sounds awesome, right? It is, but if it's the only play you ever use, it becomes predictable, and teams can attack the play knowing what will happen next, unless, of course, they couldn't be 100% sure. I mean, they're already on the defense, being on the PK, so just the slightest bit of doubt would cause them to back off. Yet, the Avs never deviate from said play. They do the same thing every time. If one out of every 10 times they did something similar, but still deviant and not the same, it would still be brilliant. But without that 10% of doubt, it's only going to burn them. It almost did in the Winnipeg game, and every team in the league surely has video on it. And just when I thought I was obsessing on a small little thing and nobody else even saw it, I got this. And this is a tweet from Avs Germany, Avs_Germany. The good old power play drop pass in the neutral zone. Oh, it never gets old. Exclamation point. Clearly, I'm not the only one seeing the irritating consistency with which the Avalanche go to the power play drop pass from Barry to Mac. You know, the role of a coach shouldn't be to execute somebody else's will. I think we can all agree on that. And sure, collaboration is great and will always produce better results. But if you hire somebody to do a job your way, you're hiring a cog. Nobody wants to be a cog in the machine, at least not for long. People want to solve interesting problems. They want to innovate and they want to raise the bar. It's our belief that a coach and everybody else in the organization needs to have metrics of success. And for an NHL hockey team, it's a pretty simple metric. It's win the Stanley Cup. The great thing about sports is that the metrics of success are so well defined. Your end game is to be the best in the league. In the short term, the metrics for success might be to make the playoffs and then make it further in the playoffs and then make the finals and eventually win the Stanley Cup. For players, it's a similar situation. They share the goals of the organization and the coach to achieve the end game, but they have some smaller goals, some smaller metrics that help them to stay in the league and stay relevant as a player. Some of those might be to reach the current expectations of the team and the owners. This could be a certain amount of goals, certain amount of points, certain amount of hits, not getting a certain amount of points, say penalties, things like that. It could also be to set new personal records, to become more valuable to the team, or if need be, in trade. As a player, it should absolutely be a goal and a metric of yours to be trusted in the most important of situations, aka be clutch. That is, after all, the kind of thing that would get you a long-term contract so you can keep playing hockey in the NHL. As a player, you're also going to want to make a little bit of money because it's a fleeting gig that could end at any moment, and everybody knows it. What do most players do after they quit playing hockey? They go broke. So to what end with all this conversation about metrics for coaches and players? Well, at the end of the day, the coaches and the players are going to have slightly different metrics, but they're all in it for the same end game, and to get there, they're going to have to compromise and they're going to have to communicate. I would call this getting on the same page. So when you hear a guy like Eric Johnson say, "I don't give a shit about numbers, I just want to win," that's to me a guy who's on the same page with the coach and the organization. He's not there worried about his next gig, his next contract, where he's going to make his money, or what he's going to do after he plays hockey. Now, I'm not saying that all the players are out looking for themselves, but I am saying that some of the players see the writing on the wall. They know there's going to be changes, and maybe they're not as committed to the system, to the organization, and to the vision of everybody else as they should be. And believe me, this isn't even in judgment on who's right or wrong. This could be owners wrong, this could be management wrong, this could be players wrong, this could be the coach wrong. Either way, the owners and the management have some decisions to make because they hold the cards, and they're either going to try to glue this thing back together and make it work, or they're going to blow it up and start over from the rubble. It's interesting times right now as a Colorado Avalanche hockey fan, but I think if you stick around long enough, you're going to find yourself happy once again. We've said it before and we'll say it again, even if we are dwelling on it. Twitter is a hot mess and it's absolutely fascinating to me. I mean, can you imagine a bigger social experiment right now? People lose their minds. They speak with their inside voices. They're mean to each other. They're nice to each other. It's bipolar at times. It's really fascinating to me what humans become online during sporting events. Dramatic pause. And just in case you're unclear what hot mess means, perhaps you think it means steaming pile of shit, which is not entirely untrue, by the way. Here's the official meaning of hot mess: a person or thing that is spectacularly unsuccessful or disordered. In this case, the hot mess is a thing, and it is a rotten thing. It is a thing that seems to be on steroids for emotions. When it's good, it's almost euphoric. It's why we all come back. We're all chasing that dragon, so to speak. We want to feel the high one more time, but when it's bad, it's honest to Hockey Gods, Hot Mess Bad. So like we do with anything that's a hot mess, we have a little fun with it. We poke fun at it. We giggle about it. All in good humor. And in this case, we're going to give you a public service announcement. I offer this humble reminder of options that you have as a Twitter account owner. As a Twitter account owner, you can always unfollow the annoyingly glass half broken, not even empty tweets. There's no shame in it. Just do it. If you'd like to stop the pain for a while but want to resume the conversation later, say when the Avs are doing a little bit better, simply press the mute button. And if all else fails, just skip being on Twitter altogether. I assure you, it'll be there when you get back. You can jump right back into that end of the pool when you're ready for it again. But remember, folks, you are the sum of the company that you keep, and if you spend all of your time with miserable chumps, you too will become some version of a miserable chump. If you enjoyed this hot mess of a podcast or any of our other podcasts that we do, be sure to go to iTunes and search for ColoradoHockey.com and then subscribe. Or just go to ColoradoHockey.com and click on the button that says get it on iTunes. Either way, it'll be there in your pocket waiting for you when you're ready to listen to it. This and every other podcast that we do is brought to you by AvsFam, AvsFam.com. Super awesome hockey shirts for super awesome hockey people. Go check it out right now, www.AvsFam.com. Stay awesome.